Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Venture Capital Deal Terms by Harm DeVries, Menno van Loon, and Sjoerd Maal is a practical guide to how venture capital financings are structured and negotiated. Rather than treating fundraising as a black box, it explains the core mechanics of a typical VC transaction using the Series A term sheet as the central reference point. The authors focus on what the most common clauses mean, why investors ask for them, and how those clauses can affect economics, ownership, and control over the life of a company. The book is written for real participants in deals, founders raising money, investors evaluating risk and return, and advisors supporting transactions. It aims to help readers interpret term sheets with confidence, anticipate downstream consequences in later rounds and exits, and approach negotiations with clearer priorities. In addition to explaining market standard approaches, it highlights common alternatives and the trade-offs they create for each side of the table. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the VC deal process and why term sheets drive outcomes. The central theme of the book is that the term sheet is not just a pricing document, but the blueprint that determines how risk, control, and rewards are shared. The authors walk through the venture investment process in a way that helps readers see how early decisions cascade into later financing rounds and exit scenarios. By grounding the discussion in the familiar structure of a Series A term sheet, the book clarifies what happens between initial interest and a signed deal, including how investors think about uncertainty, how milestones and financing stages can be sequenced, and why certain protections are requested. This framing is useful because many founders fixate on valuation while underestimating governance and downside provisions that can dominate the final outcome. The book, therefore, emphasizes reading deal terms as an interdependent system economics, investor rights, and operational constraints interact. Understanding that system helps founders and investors identify which points are genuinely material, which are negotiable, and which can be simplified to accelerate closing. The practical goal is better preparation, fewer surprises, and term sheets that fit the company's realistic path to the next round or an exit. Secondly, valuation, share price, and capital structure in a financing round, the book treats valuation as one important term among many, and explains it alongside mechanics that determine what valuation actually means in practice. Readers are guided through concepts such as share price, the amount of financing, and capital structure so they can translate headline numbers into ownership and dilution outcomes. This topic is addressed in a term sheet-oriented manner, how the issuer and investors define the security being purchased, how the price relates to the company's capitalization, and how option pools and founder holdings can affect effective dilution. By focusing on the structure of the round, the authors help readers see why two deals with the same valuation can produce different results depending on the surrounding terms and the pre-round setup. The discussion is especially valuable for negotiations because it encourages parties to test scenarios rather than argue abstractly about price. Founders can better understand which structural choices preserve flexibility for future rounds, and investors can see how capitalization clarity supports cleaner governance and alignment. The takeaway is a more precise understanding of how ownership, incentives, and future fundraising capacity are shaped at signing, not discovered later. Thirdly, downside protection, liquidation preference, anti-dilution, and pay-to-play. A substantial portion of venture negotiations revolves around investor downside protection, and the book explains the most common mechanisms with a focus on real-world implications. Liquidation preference is presented as a defining economic term because it governs how proceeds are distributed in an exit, especially in modest outcomes where preferences can absorb most of the value. Anti-dilution protection is then discussed as a response to down rounds, clarifying how adjustments can change the effective price paid and therefore the ownership split after a valuation reset. The book also covers pay-to-play as a tool to encourage continued investor support and discourage passive behavior in difficult periods, showing how it can shift incentives across the syndicate. Importantly, the authors do not treat these clauses in isolation. They are positioned as parts of the same risk allocation toolkit, and readers are encouraged to consider combined effects across future financings. For founders, the practical benefit is learning to identify which protections are market typical, which versions are more aggressive, and how to negotiate boundaries that preserve motivation and fairness. For investors, the benefit is understanding how to protect capital without creating terms that later hinder follow on financing or damage alignment. Fourthly, control and governance boards, voting, consent rights, and information rights beyond economics. The book highlights how governance terms determine who can make key decisions after the money is in. It explains common governance provisions found in VC term sheets, including board representation, voting rights, and investor consent rights over major corporate actions. These terms matter because they set the operating reality for founders and management what requires investor approval, how strategic shifts are handled, and how conflicts are resolved. Information rights are also treated as a practical necessity for investor oversight, while still requiring balance to avoid burdensome reporting or premature disclosure. By presenting these provisions in a structured way, the book helps readers interpret what control actually means, not in abstract corporate law terms, but in daily decision-making and in high-stakes moments such as hiring executives, approving budgets, or raising the next round. The negotiation guidance is implicitly about alignment. Investors need visibility and guardrails, while founders need room to execute. The value of this topic is that it equips both sides to design governance that is credible for investors, workable for operators, and attractive to future investors who will join later rounds. Lastly, transfer and exit rights, preemptive rights, ROFR, co-sale, and drag-along. The book also addresses how term sheets manage what happens after the round closes, particularly around ownership transfers and exits. It explains common rights that shape future share movements, including preemptive rights, rights of first refusal, and co-sale rights. These provisions can protect investors from unexpected dilution or unfavorable secondary sales, while also affecting founder liquidity and the flexibility to bring in strategic shareholders. Drag-along rights receive attention because they are central to executing an exit that can compel minority holders to support a sale, reducing the risk that a small group blocks a transaction that the required majority approves. The authors focus on how these clauses function in practice, why they appear in venture deals, and what trade-offs they introduce for different stakeholders. For founders, the key is understanding when these rights constrain optionality and when they create certainty that supports later fundraising and eventual M&A execution. For investors, the key is ensuring that exit mechanics are clear enough to be enforceable and aligned across the cap table. The broader lesson is that a well-structured deal anticipates future complexity and sets rules that prevent disputes at the most time-sensitive moment. In conclusion, this book is best suited for founders preparing for seed and Series A negotiations, operators who want to understand what their investors can and cannot require, and professionals who support deals, including investors, advisors, and lawyers. Its practical value comes from translating term sheet language into business consequences, how a clause changes incentives, who gains control in edge cases, and what happens to proceeds in different exit outcomes. Readers who already know the fundraising vocabulary can use it to stress test draft term sheets, while newcomers can use it as a structured map of the clauses they are likely to encounter, compared with broader venture capital books that focus on pitching, portfolio strategy, or startup building. This guide stands out by concentrating on the contract itself and the negotiation levers inside it. The approach of using the Series A term sheet as the organizing framework keeps the discussion concrete and applied, making it easier to connect each concept to an actual document. The inclusion of standard and alternative clause versions and a term sheet template supports hands-on learning and helps teams move from theory to execution. The end result is a clearer, more disciplined way to negotiate deals that are investable, fair, and durable through multiple rounds. If you would like to support Harm DeVries, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.